With the uncertainty in our current markets, markets react to headline news. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. And that's exactly what happened this week. Our cattle markets reacted to a rumor that the screwworm made its way into Missouri. Al Kleiss with Kleiss Commodities, based out of Minneapolis, said markets do react to headline news. And why?
Yeah, so much of the trade now, Keith, is driven by algorithms. And so you have computers that are creating these buy and sell signals, and they're primarily momentum traders. So that as the markets go down, it increases the amount of selling that's coming in. And so that causes the hard intraday volatility. As a trader, as a hedger, you can't really fight that. But my kind of rule is don't do anything in a panic, number one. And also don't sell on a hard break. Don't buy on a big rally. Usually things will settle down by the end of the day. And we were down $7 at one time in August feeders. And then we only settled down 222. Now today, we're just a fraction lower again. But anybody who panicked yesterday, boy, they had a big loss by the end of the day.
And of course, we're talking here about the cattle market and how that reacted on Tuesday and then going into Wednesday. But Kleiss pointed out this can happen not only on the livestock side, but also on the grain side.
When we had some of the announcements of increasing tariffs by the Trump administration, well, they really tanked the market hard. And then what happened? A few days later, they rescinded that decision. Last week on Friday, they're going to put 50% tariffs instantly on the EU. Then over the weekend, they had some conversations and they came off. And the stock market has just been in a whipsaw. And that does tend to bleed over into the grain and meat markets as well. So you can't trade based on rumors. You can't trade based on headlines.
And as pointed out, with today's uncertainty in our marketplace, whether it's the livestock scene, grain side of things, or even the outside markets, headline news does play a factor within those markets. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.